Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen at West Prairie High School with the BWP softball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Excellent. Let's meet the BWP softball team.
I'm Hannah Thompson. I'm a senior, and I'm shortstop.
I'm Julie Shoemaker. I'm a senior, and I'm second base.
I'm Katie Fitch. I'm a junior, and I'm the catcher.
I'm Savannah Connor, a junior, and first base.
Bailey Coates, junior, right field.
I'm Mariah Garzi, junior, pitcher.
I'm Katarina Teets. I'm a junior, and I'm right field.
Haley Hood, junior, left field.
I'm Amanda Beckner. I'm a junior in second base.
I'm Mackenzie Ebra. I'm a junior, and I play right field.
I'm Jessica Cameron. I'm a sophomore, and I play third base.
I'm Tessa Cripps. I'm a sophomore, and I'm second base.
I'm Isis Thomas. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a pitcher.
Kyla Baker, sophomore, pitcher.
Madison Taflinger, sophomore, center field.
Violet Ritchie, sophomore, and right field.
Mackenzie Rhodes, sophomore, catcher.
I'm Madison Allen. I'm a sophomore, and I play center field.
Caitlin Griffith, freshman, shortstop.
I'm Audrey Canelli. I'm a freshman and play first base.
Hadley Powell, freshman, first base.
Kaylee Switzer, freshman, left field.
Alexis Eby, freshman, second base.
I'm Bella Gray. I'm a freshman and I play third base.
Sarah Eden, freshman, center field.
FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week to start off the spring sports season. The Bushnell Prairie City West Prairie Sparklones, the softball team, and Lee Scrope is the head coach. And coach, tell us a little bit about how you became head coach here.
Well, I was basically kind of drafted because they needed a coach, and I had had coaching experience, and I just applied. I didn't know whether I really was up to being the head coach this year or being an assistant. I didn't coach last year. I wanted to get back into it after being a head coach for 3 years down around Taylorville. But I've been an assistant for about 9 at other various schools, and the situation and the opportunity crossed, and here I am.
Well, good. I'm sure they're glad to have you here, and you got off a good start last week and a wild 16-15 win, right?
We sure did, and I think we were benefited by being the home team, playing on our home diamond, and having the last at bat at that game. But one thing that the girls have told me, and one thing that I've been pleased about, the lineups that we've been putting together have been generating a little bit more offense this year. We're trying to get them a little bit more into strike zone recognition, working with on-base percentages, and so far so good on that. We just need to fine-tune a little bit defensively and work our pitching rotation out, and hopefully both parts will come together and it'll lead to a successful season.
And getting off to a good start in any sport, in any season, really helps, doesn't it?
Especially going into the conference season. I mean, the Prairie Land is known for pretty good softball, so if you can get off to a good start both in the conference and in your pre-conference season, it builds a lot of confidence and builds a lot of habits that hopefully transition into wins once you get into the conference.
Okay, who are your assistant coaches, Lee?
My assistant coaches, I have two pretty good ones. I have Haley Hager. She is a former player at John Wood and at La Plata High School in Missouri. And I also have Brittany Slater. Brittany teaches special ed at Macomb, and she's a former player for Bushnell. And a lot of the families know her and know her family. So it's a good mix.
Well, congratulations on getting off to a good start, Coach. Hope you have a good season here this year. Get lots of good weather.
Well, thank you. That's our next hope, is that the weather warms up and mellows out for the next couple of weeks.
All right, take care, Lee.
Thank you.
BWP on 3, 1, 2, 3, BWP!
Nice.